paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on consumeraffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze, there's a bar.
I am so glad you're still with us. If you've missed any part of today's show, remember that you can go to sabrams, sabrams.com, and you can listen in the show notes. Click for archived audio. In fact, you can listen to archive audio going back to 2002. And then you can hear all kinds of goodies. And if you wait a couple of days, by the middle of this week, not only will the archived audio be in place, but the podcast of this show will be available at travelers411.com, the interactive side of our family of websites. So you click on the podcast, and you can download us and take us with you, and every interview, every show is podcast for a year and archive forever and ever. You know, in the last hour, I was talking with Herb Hunter, the voice of the Chicago Air and Water Show. And when we went off the air into the commercials and the top of the hour news, he had some things to share with me that I wanted you to hear. And so we're going to let you hear that little piece that we recorded with him, because I think you ought to hear it, and a special message that we always drop in at just about this time. And then we're going to, by the magic of Beam Me Up Scotty, drop down in Lake George, New York, because I got some goodies for you right after all of this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Boston Pops conductor laureate John Williams makes a welcome return to lead film night Saturday, August 13th at 8 p.m. Long established as one of Tanglewood's most consistently appreciated evenings. Join Mr. Williams as he presents this year's celebration of the music of Hollywood and beyond, featuring the Boston Pops and special guests. Buy tickets now at tanglewood.org or 888-266-1200.
About 30 seconds, and I wonder if you could just give me an answer to a question that always troubles me.
Sure.
What is it like to spend 22 years in the military, be an officer in the military as you were as a lieutenant colonel, leave the military, come home, take off that uniform, hang it up, put on civvies, and just be the guy next door? Where you ask people to do things and they don't necessarily respond real quick.
Well, I think, you know, when I retired from the military, it was in 1992, and so I had just checked out as captain, and the feeling to me, wearing my captain's uniform and that meant a lot. The responsibility that I got, and the looks that you'd occasionally get walking through the airport in your uniform, you miss the respect that you get. But
yeah, that's what I thought.
That, you know, the person that's inside is the same person, and so you know you get respect not so much with the uniform, but I think with your actions. And I try to still be somebody who can do good. You know, my goal now when I walk down the street, try to make somebody smile, you know, smile at people. It's amazing to me, especially in the big city, how many people don't look each other in the eye. And it's a scary world out there sometimes, but I love to be looking at somebody and have them look at me and I say hi and smile. And
I got it. Smile. Well, I want to thank you for joining us today. It's been a delight.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I have run out the door and landed in Lake George, New York, in the beautiful Adirondacks. And I am at the Fort William Henry Hotel and Conference Center. Such a gorgeous location, especially on this beautiful day. Located on 18 acres, right on the shoreline of Lake George. If there's a heaven, this must be it. And it just seemed to me that, you know, when you get married, it is such a special time, a time you want to remember forever and that you want to immortalize with the most beautiful photos you can have. And this place offers you the setting. And it truly offers you the setting 12 months a year because it doesn't matter what season you arrive here. You know, I got married in the dead of winter in a 24-inch snowstorm, and it was gorgeous. It was really gorgeous. So regardless of when you're thinking about that very special event that you want to be perfect, maybe you ought to think about nestling yourself in this oh-so-wonderful spot at Lake George in the state of New York at the Fort William Henry Hotel and Conference Center, where I have before me Dawn Bennett, who is the director of wedding planning and events. It's a pleasure to talk with you, my dear.
Well, it's my pleasure.
How long have you been here?
This is my third season here.
How many weddings have you overseen just here?
Just here? Probably over 130, 140.
Did you do this sort of thing elsewhere before?
I did.
How many years have you been a wedding planner, director, coordinator?
At least 6 years, if not, I think it may be 7 years.
Wow.
Yes.
And was the other place that you did in the region, or you came from someplace far away?
Nope, right here in the region.
Wow. So you know the area well.
Oh, I grew up here.
Oh, another one.
Yes, grew up in this area.
If you missed yesterday's show at Travelers 411, I was talking with Tom Wasaki, who is the director of sales and marketing, and he, too, is a local fellow.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of stick here, don't you?
Well, why would you want to leave here?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. Believe me, I understand. It's just gorgeous. And what a serene and fabulous backdrop to the perfect wedding album of photos.
Oh, we have tons of photos, too. I mean, you have the view of the lake. You have the beautiful mountains in the background. It's perfect.
And, you know, so many people have friends and family who are scattered not only all over the U.S., all over North America, but all over the globe. And it's fairly easy to get here because you've got Albany International Airport isn't that far away. There's another smaller, more local airport.
There's Glens Falls. There's an airport in Glens Falls.
And then if you have people in New York City, they can hop on Amtrak.
Yep.
And come off up and get off in Saratoga Springs or
Fort Edward, I think, too.
Fort Edward.
Yep.
And people, contact Enterprise Car Rental. They will have a car waiting for you right at the train station. And I understand that the Fort William Henry Hotel and Conference Center provides shuttle service at a modest fee.
Yes,
from
absolutely.
Where?
From anywhere, from the airport or the train station will pick them up.
Wow.
Yep.
Now, the airport you're talking about
Albany Airport.
From Albany International
yep.
Airport.
Yep.
Well, that makes it so much easier for people to get to a spot.
Yes. I mean, the airport's only like 50 minutes from where we are right now, so it doesn't take long. We're close to the Northway. Well, it's Interstate 87, and we call it the Northway.
Right.
And just you can zip
and
right down there.
That's always a gorgeous drive.
Yeah.
Because we drive, we live in and are based in, when we're not traveling, the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts, mm-hmm. and we take the Northway up to Montreal.
Yes.
And what a gorgeous drive.
Yep. And there's an airport in Plattsburgh, too. So there's a small airport up there. It's about an hour and a half away from here, but you can you know, get in there.
Talk to us about why. Not now, talk to us. Okay. We're going to take a quick commercial. We can come right back. And then Dawn is going to talk with us about why people should choose the Fort William Henry Hotel and Conference Center for their next important event, wedding or otherwise. And we're going to do that after these important messages. So pay attention. This is Stephanie Arose. We'll be right back. Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrick Reed Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
A sparkling summer awaits you at Tanglewood, home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Ravel, Dvorak, and more. Also at Tanglewood, Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops presenting Raiders of the Lost Ark on the silver screen, accompanied by orchestra and much more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns. Outdoor adventure and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit newyorkbyrail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Are you struggling with it and using drugs? You may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the UK National Trust and Northern Ireland's North Coast. Dazzle your imagination with incredible places to explore, from the awe-inspiring Giant's Causeway to the natural stage settings for Game of Thrones. Discover Northern Ireland's North Coast. Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway. Stephanie Abrams Travel Shows brought to you by Galgorm Resort and Spa. When exploring Northern Ireland, indulge yourself in luxury at Galgorm Resort and Spa in Ballymena and experience their thermal village, complete with snow hut year-round. Visit galgorm.com for details.
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm with Dawn Bennett, the wedding and events director at the Fort William Henry Hotel and Conference Center. And there really is a Fort William Henry to visit in Lake George, New York, in the Adirondacks. And this is a 12-month location. Easy to get to, and yet planets away from Earth. Isn't it really?
It is. It is. It's very picturesque. I mean, it's away from everything, the hustle and bustle of life. That's what we like about it.
And my question to you as we're going out of the last segment that I need to have you answer in this segment is, there are lots of options, not just other options in Lake George, but there are other options on this planet for people to choose where to hold an event, or and especially to have a wedding, a destination wedding. Why here at the Fort William Henry Hotel and Conference Center?
Well, a lot of people, a lot of couples want to do a destination wedding, but yet can't afford to have all their guests go someplace else. They take one step on this property, and they found their destination. I mean, we overlook the beautiful Lake George. We have the picturesque background for a wedding ceremony. We have a beautiful room, the White Lion Room.
Yes, that's the restaurant?
Yes, and that's where we hold all our wedding receptions.
I don't know anything about the White Lion Room, except I have seen since we arrived in the elevator some placards that are framed, and I have fallen in love with your pancakes without eating them because it's promoting breakfast there.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Well, it does serve breakfast in the morning, and then it doubles as our reception room in the afternoons for weddings. But
I have to go check this place out.
It's beautiful.
Because the poster is very enticing, very seductive, just in terms of the room itself.
Yep.
And what you've got on that table for breakfast.
And the food is that
this
delicious.
This is not your normal, we're going to throw some breakfast at you. So, I mean, it was, you know, I've fallen in love with that picture, the stack of pancakes with the powdered sugar and the strawberries on top. Yeah. I have to talk myself out of eating them, by the way. But in any event, what do you do, especially for the bridal party?
What do we do? We take care of them from the time they step on the property until they check out the next day. I mean, or whenever.
When you say whenever. Who stays for how long, generally?
Well, sometimes our brides and grooms, our couples, will stay just a couple days extra with their parents and just kind of sit back and relax and enjoy the property after the wedding and after all the festivities are over.
One would hope the guests would be smart enough to stay, too.
Yes.
I mean, why would you want to leave?
they don't.
I'm going to have a tough time leaving here.
Yeah,
I have
they
to
don't.
Tell you
they don't want to leave.
This place is wonderful.
Yeah, they don't want to leave.
You know, and for me, it's all about the view. And my audience is used to, over the last 14-plus years, hearing me say that if I check into a place and I've got a choice between a great room looking at a brick wall or a parking lot, or a lesser, not so great room mm-hmm. with a fabulous view.
Yeah.
I will go for the fabulous view every time, because every time you open the door of your accommodation mm-hmm. and you see that view out the window as you step in, it's worth $1 million. It almost doesn't matter what they charge you for the room because
exactly.
it is such an enhancement to your experience.
Yes, I agree. Totally agree.
So, are there special things that you do for the bride and groom?
Well, you know, we do. You know, when they come in and they check in, we make sure that their room type and everything is correct. You know,
is there a bridal suite?
We have some suites, some jacuzzi rooms, and some fireplace rooms that we put
nice.
Them in. So, yes, we put them in the grand section, and we try to get them as high up on the floor, and, of course, lake view as we possibly can.
Right.
Yep. So, I mean, and we just take care of them. I mean, we're there. I mean, they have my cell phone number, so they text me whenever they need something, even if they need directions someplace in the village if they're looking for something special.
You know something? I don't know if my listeners can appreciate what you just said, because I have dealt with people with whom I will never deal again, by the way.
Yeah.
There is a particular place I love, mm-hmm. and I will only talk with the general manager.
Right.
Because one of the other people that they would have liked me to be talking with does not like to give people his cell phone number.
Oh.
You know, I have the cell phone number of presidents of countries and ministers of tourism and CEOs of major brands of every you could name. But to think that you could you'd be working with somebody and not give them your cell number, especially a nervous bride and groom,
yes.
doesn't want to leave you a voicemail in your office that maybe you're not in your office and picking up that voicemail.
You're right.
They need to get you when they need to get you.
That is correct.
The same way I need to get somebody that we're going on the air with. You better be available, and I better be able to get you, or, you know what, stay home.
Oh, yeah. I agree. I give it out all the time. And it's like, you know, the mother of the bride last week texted me at 8:30 at night to make sure the cannon was going to be shot at the fort after the ceremony.
Oh, wow.
So, absolutely, I text
that's
her. Right.
That's something that happens everywhere.
No, but that's what I do. I made
you arranged to get the cannon at Fort William Henry shot in recognition of the
yes.
the one cannon salute as opposed
yes.
to the 21-gun salute.
Yes.
How cool is that?
Oh, they loved it.
Yeah. You ever do fireworks over the lake?
Sometimes we do. Sometimes yeah. we do. But the village of Lake George supplies them for us
oh, wow.
most of the time. They do fireworks on Thursday evenings. So if I have a Friday night bride, I try to talk her into doing a rehearsal dinner out on our tree deck.
Oh, how brilliant.
So that way they can.
Fireworks after the rehearsal
fireworks,
dinner.
Fireworks, yep.
Compliments of Lake George.
Absolutely.
That's fabulous.
Yes.
Well, listen, I don't remember what day of the week it was my daughter got married. I wish we had thought of doing it here because it cost us handsomely. Because the mother of the bride, that would be me.
Yep.
When I heard you could have fireworks, mm-hmm. had to do this.
Of course you
this
did.
This insane craziness.
Yep.
Had to do this. I'm really glad we did. But we had to pay for the people, for a permit, for the people who, Black Powder Monkeys was the name of the company.
Yep.
Had to pay for the permit for them to get the fireworks. Had to pay their round trip transportation to go from, by ferry, from Northern Ireland to, not from Northern Ireland, yeah, from Northern Ireland they went. From Northern Ireland to London to get the fireworks and bring it into County Monaghan. And then we didn't know if we would even be able to see them if it was a foggy night.
Oh, yeah.
And all that money would have gone as a non-refundable. Lucky for us, everything worked out great. But I have to tell you, to be able to have that as an add-on, hey, people, that's a reason to get married here to begin with. We're going to take a quick break and come right back. Don't leave me.
Stay
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's dazzling north coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers to stage their works. Walk in mythical steps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Take a walk on the sugary sand of Port Stewart's Beach and have a bite and a pint at Harry Shack. With a $1 million sea view, drive through the canopy of trees called Dark Hedges and visit Ballantoy Harbor and Quarry, all used as natural settings for Game of Thrones. Press on to Cushendon, a fairy tale enchanting seaside village where boutique shops and a local pub will surely entice you.
Start planning now. Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Carrickaree. That's nationaltrust.org.uk. Search for Carrickaree.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now. 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the owner fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call NFG Funding Expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing. Our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
BizTalkRadio.com.
A weekend in the country.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am so glad to be at the Fort William Henry Hotel and Conference Center with Dawn Bennett, who is the wedding and event director and has lots and lots and lots and lots of experiences. You've probably seen it all, whatever that means.
Seen a lot, yes.
Yeah, like, yep. You know, he forgot the tuxedo shoes.
They forgot pants, yes.
What do you do?
We get them down to the outlets and buy them pants.
You have outlet stores here?
Yes.
This is a good thing?
Yes. You have to.
My goodness. There are a million people. There's a million pieces that go into planning for events and weddings. You really have to be obsessive compulsive about detail.
Yes. I want to know everything.
So when you sit down with people, What are the kinds of things that you need to talk with them about?
Timing, vendors. We go right through from the time
vendors.
Their photographers, their DJs. I need to know who's coming, who's supplying the cake. I want phone numbers. I want arrival times. All that stuff. I send them out.
So let's say somebody is coming in from Colorado.
Right.
The bride and groom are coming in. He's from Texas. She's from Colorado. They got a lot of family on the East Coast. They want to make it easy. And also, it's easy for everybody to fly. They got some people flying in from Europe. It's all going to – and they're going to pick here.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you sort out when the bride and groom aren't from around here, the flowers and the music and the – all that jazz.
Well, I have a preferred vendor list, so they work with that. And they, like I said, I have a checklist, so then they come in and they fill out my checklist, and I just start from there.
And then once you know who all the pieces are...
Yep. We start contacting them, and then we arrange everything, the timing and stuff.
Okay, so you make sure that the people they picked all get here.
Correct.
This is very cool.
Yeah.
See, I have wonderful experiences this, because our daughter got married in Ireland. To a fellow from Massachusetts with neither side had any Irish roots, you understand.
Right.
But that was her choice, get married in a castle in Ireland. And they made it so easy for me. And it sounds like you do the same kind of thing because, you know, here's the list. You get flowers from here and this from there and photographer, the videographer. And
yeah.
And then the black powder monkeys that I had to have, you know.
Of course, the fireworks.
The fireworks. I mean, that was amazing. That was amazing. And so when you get this all sorted out and you've got your checklist of their checklist.
Correct. Yeah.
And you're now coordinating all the people that they were working with. And you're sorting out all the pieces you have to do internally. Okay. So at what moment do you take a deep breath and sigh of relief?
When I have them all lined up at the door for the ceremony to begin. And that's when I know I've done what I needed to do because the wedding's already set. Because everything is set up prior to that. The wedding reception room is all set. It's just a matter of getting them to the door to walk out to get married.
So for couples who come from distant places and whatnot, can you help them connect with a clergyman or
yes.
a justice of the peace or
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Whoever can officiate?
Yep, absolutely.
This is wonderful.
Yes. And then, of course, you know, after the ceremony, I start getting that empty nest feeling.
Because, I understand that.
Because you've worked with these kids for a year, maybe two. And then you know when they check out, they do come back. Because I just had a couple in the lobby just today that were married here 2 years ago. And now they have a little boy and they're expecting another baby. But you get that empty nest feeling because you communicated with these kids for a year to two. And then all of a sudden they're gone.
And I have to just throw in a couple of words. I'm very interested and we'll be doing more and more conversations with places that we can feel some level of confidence at this moment. We don't know what future will bring, but we certainly can feel confidence at this moment that you're not going to find a Zika-infested mosquito here, which is a real concern because there are a lot of couples looking at Caribbean destinations for destination weddings. And it came back to mind when you mentioned, here they are, this baby, and then we got another one on the way, and whatever. You know, funny things happen on honeymoons, people, and you want to be in a destination that you can feel a level of safety related to it. And so give some thought to that in your wedding planning. I want to thank you so much. How do people contact you?
They can visit our website, the Fort William Henry website.
All right, so it's fortwilliamhenry.com, and there's a place to click for
yes.
weddings and events.
Yep.
And ultimately, as the director of the wedding and events here at Fort William Henry Hotel and Conference Center in Lake George, New York, they're going to get to you ultimately.
Yes.
Well, I'd put my plans in your hands, woman.
Thank you.
I have ultimate trust.
Oh, thank you.
We're going to do some more chatting with folks here at the Fort William Henry Hotel.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
I am really delighted to end not only today's show, but our weekend here at the Fort William Henry Hotel and Conference Center. You know, they really should change the name. It should be Fort William Henry Resort and Conference Center, because this just is, you know, you say the word hotel, people think about high-rise square or rectangular buildings with elevators that go forever. This is more of a sprawling resort on 18 luscious acres right on the shore of Lake George with the most incredible views. And as a matter of fact, I'm looking out the window of this conference room at the pool area. I'll tell you, people, if you ever have a meeting in this little boardroom that we're sitting in, you need to draw the drapes, because nobody's going to listen to you with you're competing with that gorgeous view. Fabulous, just fabulous. Overlooking the outdoor pool, which is enormous, and the lake, and there are, what do they call those people? Parasailing people? They look like hot air balloons without the hot air, that they're floating in the sky being pulled by a boat, and I find that great to watch. I could get me up there doing it. I'm sure for the adventurous, it's a wonderful thing to do. But you know what a coward I am. But I am a coward who, and you know I don't share this with everybody. So, you know, darling listeners, I know you're not going to tell anybody. It's just you and me. But I truly was once hugged by an angel. And I know I was hugged by an angel. I've told that story on the air before. So I kind of get the whole concept of paranormal experiences. And the Fort William Henry Hotel and Conference Center is built on the grounds where some fairly significant things happened, which result in some evidence of paranormal activity here. And we have Fred Austin with us, who is a vice president of the Fort William Henry Hotel and Conference Center here in Lake George, New York. How'd you get interested in paranormal things, Fred?
Well, it goes back to the old days as a kid watching Buck Rogers on television, I think. But became just always have had an interest. Physics professor got me really inspired one time by whether it was time travel, ghost spirits, flying saucers. Just keep asking questions. Don't believe anybody yes. Don't believe anybody no. Just you ask the questions, and I've just never stopped.
Well, how does that relate to paranormal experiences at the Fort William Henry Hotel?
There was those that remember the book The Last of the Mohegans and many movies thereof. Remember that there was a massacre. Well, the fort here at Fort William Henry was rebuilt from the plans of the British Army, right on top of the fort that was demolished during the French and Indian War. And there was a massacre there. There were battles all around the village area, and the place is somewhat saturated with the spirits of those soldiers. Not unlike Gettysburg is a good example.
Well, that's what came to mind when you said that. Made me think of Gettysburg.
It's just they're all over here. There were a lot of Indians when Montcalm with the French came down. He brought 33 tribes, different tribes, all speaking different languages of Indians with him, over 3,000 Indians. And they, when the battle of like the Lake George, the fort fell, the Indians went berserk and did a very horrible bunch of stuff.
We've got to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come right back and find out what has that got to do with paranormal activity here in Lake George today. Don't leave me, this is Stephanie Abrams.
Oh, I see. The lawyer, Mr. Agamemnon.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com. /rumors.
A sparkling summer awaits you at Tanglewood, home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Ravel, Dvorak, and more. Also at Tanglewood, Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops presenting Raiders of the Lost Ark on the silver screen, accompanied by orchestra and much more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit Tanglewood.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answer yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Casper, the friendly ghost, the friendliest ghost you know. Though grown-ups might look at him with fright, they shouldn't all love him.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm talking with Fred Austin at the Fort William Henry Hotel and Conference Center in Lake George, which is abuts this museum. Explain the museum.
Well, the reconstructed fort is in itself a museum. It has many, many artifacts, a lot of history, a lot of activity, paranormal activity happens out there.
How do you know that?
Well, a quick example, if I'll make it fast, the two friends of mine, young ladies, were down by an original 1755 constructed fireplace. One said to the other, "See the two soldiers hunkered down there." I looked and saw nothing. I am not sensitive at all. And one said, "Yeah, the one on the left's a British soldier." And the other one said, "Yeah, big deal. What gave you the first clue is red coat." And they wandered on into another part of the place, and I wandered on with them. She mailed me the next morning and said, "A man came to me last night and said, 'My name is Richardson, and I saw you last night, and I know you saw me.'" She said, "He came to me three times. Will you look it up?" And I emailed her back, said, "Sure." Looked into the records, meticulous records kept by the British government. They're out of everywhere, London primarily. And sure enough, and the British soldiers there, their bunch are all listed. One was named Jephthah Richardson, and he came from with a company of soldiers out of Massachusetts, as most did. And there was a little D by his name, which meant he had died here. So we knew that Jephthah Richardson, the soldier, was still here. His spirit was still here, identified by name.
That's spooky.
Well, and that's just one quick one. Those stories go on and on and on and on. One of the problems I have trying to keep track of stuff, as the others that are trying to keep track, it is so common that most of the people that work here don't pay any attention to it, honestly. Stuff will happen. Stuff gets moved. They see people. We've had two little girls that used to run around. Well, one still does, but by the restaurant, but they don't even talk about it anymore. We know a little girl named Phyllis is in the plays in the ladies' room upstairs. In fact, we've left a little doll for her to play with. I walked out of my office, which happens to be next door to that, and a lady was standing there, and I said, "Could I help you?" She said, "Oh, the little girl's at the age she wants to go by herself, so I'm waiting for her." I said, "Oh, okay." Turns out, a couple of minutes later, one of the waitresses, as I came downstairs, said, "The lady that just came downstairs had a real terrible look on her face." I said, "What's the matter?" Well, she said, "Is there anything wrong?" She said, no, but I heard my little girl playing in the ladies' room with somebody. And when I heard her and asked her, "Who were you playing?" Well, she said, "There's a little girl in there." And so I went in to see the little girl, and there was nobody there. The little girl's name is Phyllis. She's been identified. There's a lady in white in the dining room downstairs who we know is named Victoria, who looks after the little girl and will go in and scold anybody that may be in there trying to talk to her. That's just two real, they're the quick ones.
Are you sure nobody's hiring some actors to jump in and out here and add to this story?
We are positive. I've been down with the psychics, with the infrared cameras, with my Mel meter and my K2 meter. The instruments show them that they're in pictures. People talk to them. It's interesting, but no, there's no question. This is a very legitimate thing. Well, and I'd only talk about the ones I've personally been involved with, and there is a legion of them. I'm giving a quick talk at the Historical Society of spirits who we have identified by name. And it is surprising how many there are in stories. When you said hugged by an angel, there's a long story that I really can't get into because of the people involved with that is unbelievable.
Give us phony names and give us the Reader's Digest condensed version. Because, you know, you have to be a very brave soul to make a statement like I've been hugged by an angel, because, you know, people look at you like you know, let's get the butterfly net out for this woman. But I was about to go in for some fairly serious body assaulting surgery, and I was convinced I was not coming out alive, and I was sitting at a traffic signal. Those of you listening on Long Island, I was at the corner of Community Drive and Northern Boulevard in Great Neck, and the hospital I was going to, North Shore Hospital, was just a mile down the road from there, and I was going to be checking in about a week, and I was sitting at this red light waiting for the signal to change and thinking about, yeah, I'm going to make a left turn down the street and I'm never coming back up the street again. By the way, this is like decades and decades ago, so how little I knew. But anyway, and I was really concerned that it's all over. I'm going in, I'm coming out in a pine box. And I could smell the feathers. This wing wrapped around me, I could feel it, and I could smell the feathers. And I just went, oh. It was like shocking, what is going on here? And then it was gone almost as quickly as it happened. The light turned green. I drove off, and I knew I was going to be fine. Isn't that a strange story?
Not to me, not at all.
Well, that's good.
It's amazing.
I only share this with my audience because they know me and they love me. And so, you know, I could tell my folks. But, you know, most people you can't sit down and tell this to because they think you're out of your gourd.
Yeah, they have the ghost tours out there at the museum at night. The little kind of a
We have the ghost tours at night, even better. Did any of the ghosts appear in the daytime, or is night when everything comes?
Night's generally better, but the tour is they tell you what happens. What I get involved with mostly are the serious investigations. And you go through some of those.
There's a TV show that does that stuff. Have they been involved in your life?
Yeah, I was the fella that took Grant and Jason around on the Ghost Hunters when they came and did an investigation of the fort itself.
I don't know,
maybe
they have to say?
A couple, 3 years ago. Well, they were trying to find the people. There's a group of people that march all the time. And you hear them.
Marchers.
Yeah. And they tried to track them down and found out that, yeah, they were not legitimate.
Well, from ghosties and ghoulies and long-leggedy beasties and things that go bump in the night, good Lord, deliver us. And thank you so much, Fred. For those of you interested in ghosty tales, one more thing to do. Maybe you ought to come this way when the trees are gorgeous, changing colors on the leaves. Halloween is coming in, and all the spirits come to life. Thank you for joining us. Come back
next week.
My pleasure.
Thank you for coming.
Everybody, we're done for today. We'll be back next week. Gotta fly now.
Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. biztalkradio.com.